ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। I offer prayers at the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas who are here, who are much more knowledgeable and senior devotees. I am nothing before all of you, but still, I, as the service to Krishna and service to Prabhupada, I would like to speak. And you all kindly bless me so that I will speak only what Prabhupada has taught, and nothing other than that. Today we are discussing text number 12 and 13 of chapter 5 of canto 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam. I will just read the text 12 and then we all read together text number 13, because there is no purport for text 12. Ta aashisha prayunjana chiram pahiti balake हरिद्राचूर्णतैलाब्धि सिञ्चन्योजनमुज्जगुः। ता आशिष प्रयुञ्जाना चिरं पाहीति बालके हरिद्राचूर्णतैलाब्धिः सिञ्चन्योजनमुज्जगुः। Word word meaning, translation and purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Text number 12. Offering blessings to the newborn child, Krishna, the wives and daughters of the cowherd men said, "May you become the king of Raja and long maintain all its inhabitants." They sprinkled a mixture of turmeric powder, oil and water upon the birthless Supreme Lord and offered their prayers. Text number 13, which is written here on the board, अवाद्यनंत विचित्राणि वादित्राणि महोत्सवे। अवाद्यनंत विचित्राणि वादित्राणि महोत्सवे कृष्णे विश्वेश्वरे अनंते nandasya vrajamagate. Word to word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Avadhyanta vibrated in celebration of Vasudeva's son. Vichitrani, various. Vaditrani, musical instruments. Mahavutsave, in the great festival. Krishne, when Lord Krishna. Vishwa Ishware, the master of the entire cosmic manifestation. Anante, unlimitedly. Nandasya, of Maharaj Nanda. Vrajam, at the pasturing place. Agate, had so arrived. Translation. Now that the all-pervading, unlimited Lord Krishna, the master of the cosmic manifestation, had arrived within the estate of Maharaj Nanda, various types of musical instruments resounded to celebrate the great festival. You all can repeat after me. Now that the all-pervading, unlimited Lord Krishna, the master of the cosmic manifestation, had arrived within the estate of Maharaj Nanda, various types of musical instruments resounded to celebrate the great festival. Perfect. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4.7, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyudhanam dharmasya tadatmanam srujamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Whenever Krishna comes, once in a day of Brahma, he comes to the house of Nanda Maharaja in Vrindavana. Krishna is the master of all creation, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Therefore, not only in the neighborhood of Nanda Maharaj's estate, all over the universe and in all other universes, musical sounds celebrated the auspicious arrival of the Lord. Om Agnanatimirandhasya Agnananjanashalakaya Kshakshuronmilitam Yenam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Gurun Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvi Tanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगैते गिरं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवं श्रीगुरून् दीनतारिणं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरं I once again offer my prayers at the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas who are present here to bless me so that I speak as per the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Here we have a very important sloka here all the Brajavasis, all the associates of Krishna are feeling extremely happy. Krishna has descended. Krishna has arrived in the house of Nanda Maharaj. They all are celebrating this. When we see a small village head, when he becomes the head of the village, there is a celebration in the whole village. Not only in that, some people who support him outside the villages, in those villages also we find some celebrations go on because he had become the head of the village. And here Krishna, the supreme personality of the Godhead, the creator of the universes, he had descended. What should be the great celebration? It has made everyone feel so happy, and they all started arriving and blessing Krishna. We have seen in 12, may you become the king of Raja and long maintain all its inhabitants. They have given the blessings, the wives and daughters of cowherd men. One by one, all of them with great enthusiasm, without any bit of envy, they all have come and they are celebrating. In fact, these people, though they appear like cowherd boys, cowherd men, cowherd girls and ladies, they are not ordinary cowherd people. In the first chapter we have seen, 10th canto, first chapter, when the Mother Earth was unable to tolerate the burden of the miscreants, she takes the form of a cow and goes to Brahma and offers prayers and tells him, you know about the difficulties which I am undergoing. The miscreants are increasing day by day and the burden on the earth is increasing. Kindly do something. Then Brahma says, oh, I think the burden is increasing so much, I can't do anything. All demigods, you kindly come along with me. We go to the Milky Ocean. At the shore of Milky Ocean, and we offer prayers to Vishnu Bhagavan. So Brahma along with Shivji and all demigods along with Mother Dharti the earth, mother earth, they all go and offer the prayers. Then Krishna, Vishnu, listening to their prayers, understanding their difficulties, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So understanding the difficulties and the troubles they are undergoing, Vishnu Bhagavan gives indication to Brahma that Krishna himself is going to ascend. And Brahma declares to all the demigods who are present there, you see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is going to appear. He is going to descend here as per your prayers. And what all you should do? You go to Vraj and take your positions. You take birth in Vraj to support Krishna in his leelas, in his pastimes. So one by one, all of them, they take birth prior to the appearance of Krishna. And all these people, they are not normal, they are not ordinary cowherd people. That's what we should understand. The greatness of each associate of Krishna. Each associate of Krishna is a very great sage or the great demigods who have been given the great opportunity, the great fortune to get associated in the pastimes of Krishna. The leelas of Krishna, the incarnations of Krishna, Vyasadeva explains from Canto 1, Chapter 3, 1.3.2 to 1.3.25. 22 different incarnations Krishna, Vyasadeva explains. In that, he explains in 1.3.23 that 19th and 20th incarnation are Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram himself have descended and appeared, and he keeps on explaining about the next 21st incarnation, Buddha, who is going to appear, and the 22nd incarnation, the Kalki, who will come at the end of the Kali Yuga to annihilate all the miscreants. And after saying this, Vyasadeva gets the doubt whether people of Kali Yuga will understand properly or not. So immediately in 1.3.28, he clarifies Krishna's highest position. I have explained all these avataras. Oh, Krishna also included. No, Krishna is himself, is the avatari. He is the source of all the incarnations. Ete chamsha kalapumsam Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam. So I have explained all the incarnations, but the Krishna is the source, primal Godhead. He is the source of all the incarnations, and nobody should mistake the position. When he is arriving here, when he is descending, he descends, as Prabhupada has explained here, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyudhanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Whenever there is a decrease, whenever there is a danger in the religious principles, Krishna says, I will come. When he comes, what actually he does is explained in the next sloka of Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkrutam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To save the pious people, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkrutam, to annihilate their mischievous miscreants, and to set the religious principle again, to re-establish the religious principles, Krishna arrives, descends again and again, in each millennium. Now the question is, Krishna descends each millennium again and again, but for what purpose actually? Krishna explained that, yes, for annihilation of the miscreants and to re-establish the religious principles. Because people have forgotten, the conditioned soul has forgotten the existence of Krishna, has forgotten his constitutional position that he is the servant of Krishna and he wants to become master. Prabhupada, under the Paritranaya Sadhunam, that text explains the material nature is like that. The servant who is serving his master wants to become master. That is the material nature. While explaining that, Prabhupada explains the incident where the Nawab Hussain was a servant, and after that how his wife asked him to kill the master of his own. That Nawab Hussain was actually a servant in the Raya, Subuddaraya, one person in the Nanda in the West Bengal. So when he was serving him as the servant, this fellow, Hussain Shah, actually steals something. And as a punishment, even though Subuddaraya was a very nice person, a kind person, but he doesn't tolerate any cheating, any stealing. So as a punishment, he gives the beating on the backside of the servant, Hussain Shah. And it leaves a long scar mark throughout his life. And later on, this servant, Hussain Shah, becomes the ruler of West Bengal. And when one of his wife observes, there is a scar mark on the backside of yours, what is that? Hussain Shah explains that it is the scar mark given as a punishment by this Subuddaraya. For what punishment? This fellow cleverly says, something happened, and he knows everything, he knew, he remembered, but still he didn't explain. He said, something happened, and as a punishment I was given this beating cane, and that had remained as a scar at the back of my back. So this wife becomes very angry and says, oh, that fellow is still there, no? You go and kill him. You are the king now, you are the ruler, go and kill him. But Hussain Shah had regards for him because he taught lot of things. He learned lot of things from him. He says, I don't do it. It's of no use. Why? What do I gain by killing him? Then his wife says, you do one thing. You convert him to Muslim religion. You make him a Muslim, at least that is the punishment to him. So this man goes and sprinkles the water on Subuddaraya and declares that this man had become a Muslim. So Prabhupada explains, the material nature is like this. The servant wants to become the master without knowing his position, and somehow he thinks he has achieved it. Similarly, when we see the case of Hiranyakashipu was performing great austerity, tapasya, 100 demigod years. One day of demigod is equivalent to 1 year, 365 days on earth. 1 year of demigod is equivalent to 365 years on this earth. 100 years means 365 into 100, 36,500 years of austerity. Without taking single drop of water, Hiranyakashipu was performing the austerity, the tapasya. Why? Because he wanted to become Amar. He should not die. So, by seeing this, the demigods became agitated. Oh, this fellow is already a big demon, and if he gets all the benediction, then there will be problem. They all go to Brahma and tell him, oh Brahma, oh our master, you know about Hiranyakashipu's tapasya, the austerity which he is performing. You know, he is going to ask you to give your position as Brahma. He wants to occupy your chair. So kindly go and do something. So Brahma goes there and appreciates Hiranyakashipu in Canto 7, Chapter 3. Brahma appreciates Hiranyakashipu and says, I am surprised. How is that? 100 demigod years you could survive without a drop of water, and you are performing austerities. I appreciate you. And when Hiranyakashipu says, you see, I want the benediction that I should not be killed by any of the living entities created by you, and also inside the house, outside the house, without any weapon, without any, I should not be killed by anybody, all that. Then after that he becomes a big demon. Now he declares to the whole world, whole universe, that I am the master. You all forget. Narayana, Krishna, Vishnu, start chanting my name. You all say Om Hiranyakashipaya Namah. Now there is no other God. I am the God now. Krishna comes and kills him in the form of Narasimha Bhagavan. So whatever the material people think, they can achieve superpowers, but they don't achieve. Krishna comes. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. That's why Krishna explains this, that I come down to re-establish the religious principles. The people, the living entities have forgotten their position. They are suffering here. They are in dukkha layam, in the place of misery. They are suffering. They are not knowing that they are suffering. So, Krishna performs various pastimes to attract these souls who are living with great miseries and still searching for happiness, because they are trying their best to satisfy their senses. The sense gratification which Hiranyakashipu was always doing, he was still not satisfied. He wanted to do more and more, occupy more and more, show his power more and more. Prabhupada comments here that Hiranyakashipu is the servant of his senses, and he wants to make all the people of the universe as his servant. That means he wants to make all the living entities as servant of his senses. But Krishna will one day or the other, after tolerating, he will annihilate. So for re-establishing the principle that we are the servant of Krishna, Yuga Avatar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ascends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here bringing the message that we are the servant of Krishna and our constitutional position is serving him. That is the only duty which we have. We have forgotten this. So he tells everyone to preach. Tell everybody that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the only one which will deliver us. Otherwise, we are suffering. We are suffering and we are thinking we are enjoying. Working hard day and night, thinking that I am going to enjoy, this is of no use. Whatever a person may say that I am working very honestly, working with all my honesty and working hard, so why I should have any sort of gratitude to anybody else? I am working hard, I am honest person, where from the thing comes that I should be gratitude, I should show my gratitude to Krishna? Thing is, who has given you the strength? Who has given you the brain? Who has given you the intelligence? Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Krishna is living in the heart of every living entity and he is giving the intelligence. So the intelligence is coming from him only. So if somebody thinks, if he is independent, it is only his ignorance and foolishness. We are the servant of Krishna and our only duty is to serve him. Whatever duties which we are performing, if they don't lead to take the enjoyment in listening to the pastimes of Krishna, they are useless. They are just useless. Dharma svanishtita pumsam vishvakstena kadasuyaha navotpadayet yatiratim srama evahi kevalam. In 1.2.8 it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's all waste of labor. If a person is working hard day and night and he doesn't develop the taste for listening to the pastimes of Krishna, for doing the devotional service, it ultimately results only in srama evahi kevalam, only hard labor. You are doing labor and nothing comes out of that. What is the use? So our constitutional position that we are the servant of Krishna, we should understand. Otherwise, vasansi jinani yatha vihaya navani granhati naroparani. As the deterioration takes place of the body, the atma, the soul, will enter into another body, will get another body. Just like we change the shirt which is torn with a new shirt, the soul takes another body. There is a great meaning Krishna is indicating in 2.22 of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Vasansi Jirnani. The body deteriorates and the soul enters another body. And that another body, which is a material body, again it will deteriorate and again it will enter into another body. Krishna is indicating that you are in the cycle of birth and death eternally, from the time immemorial. And you have been performing these activities, creating your own body. Better you realize that you are in the place of Dukkhalayam, a place of misery. And my dear child, come back to me. Come back to me. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives the direction that our only purpose of our life as human being is to realize Krishna and do the activities which will enable us to go back to Godhead. So, if we forget this particular aspect that the devotional service is the main important thing, then we will be in the cycle of birth and death forever. That's why this is explained in 1.2.7, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Jana Yatyashu Vairagyam Jnanancha Yadahaitukam. So, by doing the devotional service on to Vasudeve Bhagavati, on to the Supreme Krishna, on to the Supreme Lord Krishna, it generates Jana Yatyashu Vairagyam, the detachment, and Jnana, the knowledge. It generates knowledge. So, the person who is always in the activities of satisfying the senses, he is doing that because he doesn't have the detachment from those things, and he is totally attached to the senses. To come out of that, the only way is to do the devotional service. Otherwise, we cannot come out. So, the devotional service starts with chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to understand this and come out. In this direction, actually, I have one short story which I have told earlier, but still it is better to again remember this story. A king was giving a very good administration to all his people. One day an informer comes, and informer told him, O king, you have a lot of problems in the prison house, in the jail. Kindly come and solve them. King says, today I am going to the prison. Please make an announcement. All prisoners can inform their difficulties, their desires, their problems. I will solve all of them. So in the prison, there was a big announcement. King is going to come. All of you have your problems. One by one, you be in the queue and briefly explain to the king. All prisoners lined up. King arrives. King says, okay, what is your problem? Oh king, look at my thali, look at my plate. Where I am taking the prasadam, where I am taking the food, I am being served. See, so many dents, so many holes also. When dal is poured, a lot of things are going down. I'm in this condition. King looks at this. Oh yeah. New plates to all of them. Everyone shouts, long live the king. One person at the end shouts, what are you asking? What is the use of that? Everyone calms him. Why? You keep silent. That fellow was actually in the middle of the line. And this fellow shouts, all of them, they push him to the end, lost in the queue. So the king calls the next fellow, next person. Next person comes and says, look at my blanket. So many holes. I am wearing this in this peak winter. Oh, I am shivering. You see, if I put that hole also comes through my neck and goes down also. And so many big holes are there. See, look, king. King says, all new blankets to all these people. Long live the king. All prisoners shout. Again at the end, that fellow shouts, what is the use? Why are you asking this? I told you not to ask this. Why are you asking this? You keep quiet. We are getting all nice things. And you say, why are you asking? Keep silent. King looks at that man. Oh, this fellow is saying something. And one by one, the other person says, look at my room, so nasty, so dirty, kindly get it painted. Oh yes, paint all of them. Then one by one, look at my water is so dirty, so good water, nice, all that. Then, okay, now it is your turn. You man, you come here. Yes. What is that you are saying? Why are you asking this? Why are you asking this? What is that you want to ask? Come on, you ask. Don't worry. Come on, you ask. Oh king, kindly release me from this jail. King was surprised. All these people, they have been asking so many things. And they are thinking they are going to live here permanently. We have provided so many things. Give all these fellows double the work. If they don't perform, give them double punishment. And this man, the most intelligent person, release only this person. All fellows think, "Oh, already whatever work we are doing, that we are unable to complete and we are getting so much of punishment. And when the work is doubled, we don't know. Oh, we lost the opportunity." King goes away. Our position in this material world is identical. If we don't realize that we are suffering and we are in the jail, unless we want to come out, nobody can help us. So we should get determination that I should perform those activities which make me to come out of this birth and death cycle, to come out of this dukkhalayam. The sense control is very difficult. That's why a simple process is given in 4.22.39. Yatpada pallava palasha vilasa bhaktya karmashayam gradita murad gadayanti santa tadvanna rikta matayo yatayopi ruddha sroto ganasta maranam bhaja vasudevam. You see, great sages are unable to control, they fail to control if they don't do the devotional service. Very great sages, very great rishis, they could not control their senses. So, you man, you are on this earth, just do the devotional service onto Krishna, Vasudeva. Then these senses automatically come under the control. And these senses, when they are put to use in the process of the devotional service, then you will attain peace of mind, happiness, and go back to Godhead. 4.22.39 of Srimad Bhagavatam. So our only duty is to perform devotional service. Whatever work we are doing, it should be in the process of remembering Krishna. Krishna explains this in 8.7, that whatever activities which you are doing, you always remember me. Yamyam api smaran bhavam jajachante kalevaram tam tame veti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavitaha tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. That's why, O Arjuna, while performing the fighting, while you are fighting, you always remember me and do your duty. If performing the duty, if we are not remembering Krishna, better you stop that activity. That is becoming an abstraction. If somebody is working and if he is not developing the interest to always remember Krishna, better that working appears to be taking you away from Krishna. It is of no use. Sramaye vahi kevalam. So we should take our life seriously, whatever remaining, and do the devotional activity as much as possible. Book distribution, chanting, and all the other activities which are recommended, which are taught by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. So here I stop, and your questions, valuable questions, if you think I can answer them, kindly ask so that I can clarify. Comments, questions.
Yesterday I was learning to not disappear today. It said that unless one takes shelter. pure Lord Nishananda surrender to bliss, he cannot engage in devotional service, he can't make any advancement. We see that Murari Gupta, he was very much fixed on serving his Lord Ramachandra, the incarnation of Mahaprabhu. And although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged that you worship Krishna, chant Krishna, but his mind would not allow, his devotion would not allow him. So if someone is fixed on worshiping, you know, Radha Krishna and doesn't really pay attention or understand Chaitanya and Nithai or the present incarnation, are they going to make advancement in the devotional service, or everyone must surrender to Chaitanya and Nithai?
The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna, and in the Kali Yuga it is very easy to come out of this birth and death cycle by praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna, so it hardly makes any difference.
I understand. But someone's devotion may be somewhere where they can't deviate at all from worshipping Sitaram, and they may not worship Chaitanya Nityananda. They still get the benefit in this age of Kali Yuga to worship just Radha Krishna or Sitaram, not really knowing to surrender Chaitanya Nityananda.
Actually, Prabhupada has explained in the at various places how the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Various scriptures from the Upanishads and also from Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the 11th canto it is explained. So such people, they feel like that because of lack of full knowledge. The scriptures clearly established, there are so many scriptures established that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna, with proof, Chandopanishad, and so many, even Srimad Bhagavatam. So everywhere it is explained, we have to only understand, and without any sort of envy, that we have to surrender at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, both are Krishna Balaram, and there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. So, I mean, we have to take. They have come here just 500 years back, and we have to totally surrender and take their guidance. Then only it is easy. Otherwise, approaching Krishna directly, it becomes difficult. Krishna wants 100% purity, whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu excuses and delivers the poppies, the sinful activity, the people who perform sinful activities, sinners. So we have the more generous, just like in your family, mother and father, though there is no difference if you want to get some favor. So the child approaches mother first. That is the intelligence way. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Anybody? So, yes.
He actually wrote a few letters about that, how he needed to approach Lord Nityananda. And Prabhupada explained it. Lord Nityananda, he's the spiritual master.
Yeah.
He said, so first, he says, you need to approach the spiritual master. He said, by approaching the spiritual master, you're done, of course, you're approaching Lord Nityananda. He said, so you just do your service to your spiritual master. He said, and everything else is fulfilled. So that's our vision.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. for very valuable comments and very valuable question and comments. Any other questions? So if you don't have any questions, then Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.